It might be too early for Fred Thompson to be checking the Help Wanted ads, but for the last 24 hours, he is no longer a presidential candidate. Maybe he's looking for work as an actor again. We've invited Bill Forbes back to our studios. Bill is a co-executive producer and writer for TV's Law and Order, which is where Fred worked before he started campaigning for the presidency. Bill, remind us, how did you write him out of his role on Law and Order as the district attorney, Arthur Branch?
In typical Law and Order fashion, we barely mentioned it. He turns to Sam Waterston's character in the last episode of last season, and he literally says, this chair might be open one of these days, and the implication being that he might be leaving. And Sam's character says, I'm no politician, Arthur. And Arthur responds, everybody says that. And then he's gone. That was it.
Huh. Well, you know, maybe he went off to run for office himself, higher office. You know, what do you think?
Well, we don't know. And that's the honest answer. And actually, we don't care. We don't care until he comes back, if he ever did come back to reprise his role as Arthur Branch. And if he did come back, we'd make something great up. It's what we do for a living.
Well, have you talked to anyone else on the show in the last day about, hey, maybe we should call Fred and see what he's up to?
Well, no, actually we haven't, because we're on strike, of course.
Right. I think it would be kind of a interesting twist to have Fred Thompson come back and say, you know, I ran for president, didn't work out too well, and so I'm back in the DA's chair.
I doubt we could do anything that big. And there's so many stories out there that Fred would fit perfectly into. One that leaps out at me, I just ripped it from the headlines the other day, is the headline is Lawyer Reveals Secret Toppling Death Sentence. Fascinating story. 20 years ago or thereabouts, a lawyer had a client who was involved in a murder, and his client got off or got a very reduced sentence. Flash forward to 20 years later, his own client is no longer in the picture, and the lawyer can come forward and tell the truth. That is a 20-year gap of some man's life was destroyed, and you have this wonderful possibility of delving into a 20-year-old story where the corrupt prosecutors who prompted this somewhat false testimony could be brought to account for what they had done, and perhaps one of those young corrupt prosecutors could be Arthur Branch.
Yeah, I just wonder if it doesn't excite you that, hey, this guy could come back, and people would, maybe they'd tune into the show. It always helps to boost your ratings a little bit because he ran for president.
Oh, as far as that's concerned, we'd love him back for selfish purposes. One, he's a great character. Two, he's a great actor. Three, he's a great guy. And if he gives us a 2-point bump on the ratings, God bless him.
Bill Forbes, co-executive producer of TV's Law & Order and a writer for the show as well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.